News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we're joined by Oisín Coughlan, coordinator of the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition. Oisín, you're here to talk to us about the government's climate action plan. But it would be remiss of me, not before we get that, not to ask you your take on the objections to the wind farm off the coast of Connemara.
Well, I mean, I love Tommy Tiernan, but I love wind farms too. I actually think they're quite beautiful. I go on holidays in West Clare, not far from where this is, and yet you can see the Aran Islands, you can see the wind farms, and you can also see Money Point with its red flashing lights. I quite like the look of all of them. They're all now part of our landscape. This will be new. It is the first big offshore wind farm. It'll probably be a bit of a shock at first, but I think people will get used to it and probably regard it as beautiful in times to come. We are in an emergency. We saw the West lose electricity earlier this year. We need to keep the lights on. And this will power the future.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Talk to us about this emergency actions that the government are going to are required. This plan, this climate action plan. You've had a look at it. What are you hoping to see from this climate action plan?
I hope there'll be some emergency actions in it, because as we all know, we're making some progress, but we're off track. So the EPA is calculating that so far from the actions that the last government accumulated, we're getting to 29% reduction in emissions, in pollution by 2030. And the target in law is 51%. So every year they're supposed to update the climate action plan to kind of put in place what they say are corrective measures to ratchet up the action and ratchet down the pollution. This plan has been delayed because it was actually prepared under Minister Ryan in the last government, but they decided not to publish it after the election. Fair enough. So it's been delayed for 4 months, basically. It should have come out in December. And now this is the first big test for this government.
So what are you going to be looking for? What are the three tests?
Does it close the gap? Does it have new actions in it that bring us closer to 50% from 30%?
Obviously, you don't know yet. Are you optimistic on that?
It's hard to tell. I'd love to be optimistic. The government has fine words in the programme for government about abiding by the law, about reducing pollution to 50% and having these plans. And it has stronger language than the last programme for government than ever before on fossil fuels, particularly. We've just been talking about renewables versus fossil fuels. It says it wants to take decisive action to radically reduce our reliance on fossil fuels. So will it have new things in this? Will it be looking, there's talk about the Cork Lewis today, that's something at least. Will they be looking at how to get us off coal and oil and gas, not just the other two, off gas as well? Or will it be sort of saying business as usual, but we'll just say fine words?
Okay. Other tests, as far as you're concerned?
So transport, it's good to see them talk about the public transport. But again, it's this sort of change now versus big disruption in the future. We know we need more road space for buses, for cyclists, for walking. And that does mean we lose the odd parking space. And the government has to, we saw the big hoo-ha about the Sandymount cycle lane. We're going to have the courage. We know when people see the changes in practice, they like them. We're going to have the courage to have the proper planning processes, but to make the decisions that actually get us there.
Do you think we can reduce our reliance, I should say, on fossil fuels?
We can, because if for example, to take another area of retrofitting, of investing in our homes, when you do that, you get warmer homes, lower fuel bills, cleaner air and lower pollution. So there's a win-win-win-win there. But people have difficulty getting access to builders, but also to the money. It's too complicated. The government needs to go out and actually offer people solutions that they will, if they do that, they'll take them up.
Final question. I mean, is there a danger? I mean, obviously, we all know there is this crisis, a global warming crisis. The government has to be seen to do something about it. But the practical impact of that, like we see today in that story we've just been talking about, the wind farms, there's always someone whose nose is out of joint. And the easy thing politically is to kick things down the road.
There is. But I think, I mean, you just talked about the wind farms. And I think there's a silent majority who quite don't mind the wind farms. I find them quite attractive. And of course, in a planning process.
Majority, noisy minority.
Exactly. And therefore, the government needs to take, I mean, you can see the public opinion polls and the government needs to give some leadership. It needs to speak on behalf of those who aren't speaking up and aren't objecting and actually guide us and talk with us as we did through COVID or through other big challenges over the last 5 years, 10 years. Talk us through the process of getting there and show some leadership.
Okay, all right. Oisín Coughlan, coordinator of the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, thank you for coming into News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.